When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Live on Sports Grid, it's Game Time Decisions. I just remembered I owe the people something. I tweeted it out last night. I owe the people a breakdown of Jaylen Brown over 2.5 assists. Admittedly, this could be useless for many because the reason I made sure to tweet this last night and bet this last night is I knew the juice would be on the move. Jaylen Brown over 2.5 assists at minus 130. This is a number that I was 1:30 in the morning. Listen, my hours are different. Don't worry about it. But it was 3.5 at other books, minus 150 at other books. And it's moved. If you want to use it as a parlay piece, okay, fine. So be it. Have some fun. Get in the mix however you'd like. But for me, I do want to at least give people that breakdown because it does exist, which is 19 games without Kristaps, over in 15 of the 19 games, hitting all three against the Cavs this season, 47-23 on that number in the regular season. And you go to the playoffs last year, he was 14-6 on it. He's hit it in 8 consecutive series openers, and Cleveland plays faster than Miami. So, over 2.5 assists for Jaylen Brown. I am also taking the Cavs plus the 12.5, and Tatum to lead this series in made threes at plus 400. Perhaps the people are saying, we need more. We got you more. Coach James Young joins us now here on Game Time Decisions. And JY, because I never trust whenever a TNT game is going to tip, give me your plays tonight for Boston and Cleveland.
Well, first thing, I love that Jaylen Brown. I just looked it up. 7 of the last 7 games versus Cleveland gone over 2.5 assists. And every one of them, Kevin, he's gotten 4+. So maybe a little 4+ assists for Jaylen Brown could find yourself a little bit of plus money. Kev, I like the Celtics tonight. I look at the way how Cleveland got themselves into the playoffs. All they cared about, Kevin, to me, was getting out of the first round. And they've done it. Congratulations. Now you're about to get thunder punched tonight. I'm taking the Celtics. Wow. I know it's a big number.
Wow.
Minus the points. I wouldn't be surprised if this is a 15-point game at the break. If you want to take it minus 8 or 7.5 first half and just take it and just get out of there, get out of your position at halftime, I have no problems with that. But I do like them to go over and cover that spread. Next, I'm going to go to Donovan Mitchell. I like Spider Mitchell to go over his 3-point prop tonight. It is 2.5. Yes, you're going to be laying some juice with this, and it's minus 160. And if you look at it, he's under 9 of his last 15 games, but you're looking at it versus Boston. 5 of the last 6 games, he's gone over this. Every one of them but one, he's gotten 4+ made threes. And the time he missed it, he missed it by the hook. That was that last game that he played versus him in December. Now, when you look at the flip side, I'm going to go with Drew Holiday. I'm going to go Drew Holiday points plus rebounds. I think when you look at it, Drew could get into this game a little bit more offensively. He's been somewhat quiet at points. He has not scored the ball well, but I think this could be something you can get. Now, it has moved to 16.5, 15.5. Do shop around, folks, because it's different books are giving you different prices. But if you look at it at 16.5, he's under 10 of his last 15 games, but he's gone over 3 out of the last 6. 2 of them, 1 at 16, 1 at 15. So maybe try and get that 15.5. I'll give yourself a little bit, may have to pay a little more juice. But I think Drew gets busy tonight, points plus rebounds.
I will also let people know it is threes day. I'm taking Tatum to make the first three of the game because
I thought about that.
I'm on Tatum.
I thought about that. I took Max Strus.
All right. Hey, listen. It's possible. I can't rule it out.
Just give me a lot of threes. Just give me a lot. I don't care who. Just give me a lot of threes. Just everybody just shoot.
I will say I am. I wish we had a series rebound leader market. We do not because of Jarrett Allen's injuries. He is out tonight. And it really would make the market very complicated, which I do understand. I would have loved for Allen to be healthy and take a chance on Tatum, who had double-digit boards in all three games with Cleveland this season. His rebound number tonight is 9.5. It's juiced enough. But one of the things, JY, that it's very odd. It's a smaller sample size. Tatum actually averages less rebounds per game when Kristaps is out of the lineup, who didn't miss any of the matchups with Cleveland this season. How do you feel KP's absence could impact this series, if at all?
I think it impacts it more if Jared Allen plays. So that's where I think it impacts it, because of Jared Allen being someone that's a better offensive rebound than Evan Mobley, who I honestly feel doesn't really want to smoke. But I also think the way Kristaps affects this series as well is the ability to stretch the floor. Now, Al Horford does it as well, but Kristaps has extremely deep range, great rim protector, and by him stretching the floor offensively, that allows driving lanes and opportunities for other guys to get to the cup. And then now you look at it, folks, that even though Al Horford has a three-point shot, Kristaps is a little bit quicker, higher release, less likely to be contested. So I think it impacts them a little bit, but because no Jarrett Allen on the other side, I think Boston is safe. If Kristaps didn't play and Allen did play and was healthy, then I would have a little bit more concern with Boston in this series. Not now with Allen being banged up.
I think Kristaps, look, it's very interesting. Kristaps has been awesome for Boston. And for the Celtics, the fact that he is out and it's made no difference, it speaks to how deep they are. But it wouldn't surprise me if we are talking more about the KP injury as the series goes on. I know I've talked a lot heading into this matchup about the fact that I was going to be interested in betting Cleveland to hang. I don't need to bet Cleveland plus 2.5 games at plus 135. When I can take them plus 12.5 points at minus 110. That's not worth it. I'm getting so many points tonight with Cleveland that I'm going to roll the ball out here in game number one, and then we're going to go from there. JY, let's keep it Eastern Conference as we are about to tip here with Boston and Cleveland. Knicks-Pacers. The refs made so much of a difference, and I hate that that's true. Because it was 115 all. It wasn't where, you never know what would have happened. It was a tie game. And then they call a kicked ball violation when it wasn't. They call the illegal screen, and it was as bad, if not worse, than the UConn one that we saw in the women's Final Four game against Iowa. And they were having bad calls throughout. For anybody that thinks it's rigged, that's stupid. That's not the case. It's just the refs were bad. And, JY, I hate that that does feel like the prevailing takeaway from that game. I hate it, but it's for how I feel.
Well, here's the thing I'm going to say about this, and people might think I'm crazy. I'm either for you give me a report for 48 minutes or don't give me a report at all. Because I'm a coach. Referees blow calls all the time. All 48 minutes, I could probably pick, if I wanted to, 50 calls that were missed every game. But here's the problem. The Knicks are in such high leverage situations in every game that there's going to be controversy following New York because every game they play is close. I will say this. As much as the refs blew that game, And then they did make some critical, terrible calls down the stretch. You can't let – oh, by the way, Jaylen Brown hit the first three. Oh, neither one of us hit.
Nah.
Yeah, whatever. Jabroni. Anyway, the bigger thing about this is this. You let DiVincenzo hit that three in regard to Halliburton with a terrible closeout. I don't know what he was thinking. Closeout, make Josh Hart make the three in the corner, but you had someone scrambling on the backside. Number two, you let Brunson score 21 in the fourth quarter. And three, like, you got to get stops, and Halliburton's got to be better. If Halliburton's better and they play better defense, it doesn't matter. They win game one in the Garden.
The Halliburton situation is real bad. We'll discuss on the other side. We're live with you. It's Game Time Decisions.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Live right here, it's Game Time Decisions. We got plenty to get to. We're going to put those baseball picks official. Ah, you know what? Let's spoil the people. We'll put them on the board right now, just in case. Dinger Tuesday picks. Pete Alonso plus 350. Ooh. Awful, awful lifetime. 2 for 15 against Buddy going for the Cards. Don't care. Wind blowing out. Day off yesterday. I'll take the plus 350. And then Fernando Tatis plus 340. Wind blowing out at Wrigley. Imanaga's amazing. He has been unbelievable. Arguably the Cy Young if the season ended today. I think this is his first game pitching at Wrigley with that wind blowing out, which is why my MLB play of the day is going to be the Padres team total over 3.5. Minus 145, it's expensive. If you want to play some alts, all good. I like getting a 3.5 in a wind-blowing out game. I have to take my chances on that. Give me the San Diego Padres here for a team total over. Last night, I had a team total over. No. JY wants to talk baseball. We're not letting him. No. What do you want? Go ahead. You're going to get fined. What do you want?
What's his name? Elroy?
Eloy Jimenez.
Eloy Jimenez to hit a home run. He's only hitting 217. And if it doesn't hit, folks, we're blaming Donnie right side.
Yes. All right. There you go. JY with the breakdown. I just want to ask one question on Knicks Pacers, okay? And then we'll get – and we'll – because, you know, we have plenty of time with the series. Halliburton might be injured, which it will be ironic if all of a sudden he has to bow out of the Team USA and Brunson takes his spot. Whatever the reason is for Halliburton's bad play, it was plain as day. If you're Carlisle, can you bench your best player with 3 minutes to go for TJ McConnell? Because if they did, JY, I think they probably would have won the game. McConnell was awesome last night, and Halliburton didn't have it. Can you make that decision if you're Carlisle?
Oh, that's tough. That's tough. I mean, if he wasn't such a young player, I would say yes, you know, because a veteran maybe more would be willing to understand it. I think the one that I would be interested in and is possibly doing is, what about putting McConnell in and moving Halliburton to the two and have Naismith guard Brunson? That's something I would have been curious to see. Put Halliburton off the ball where he's on the second side of the floor. People load up. Maybe he could be a spot shooter. Try and get him going that way. And then Nembhard, because Nembhard, let's be honest, he was getting cooked last night by Brunson, because Brunson is so big and strong, and I maybe told the Nembhard, is that he was bumping him to get to his spot. I thought they should have went bigger, and with three-guard lineup, McConnell at the point, Halliburton at the two, Naismith at the three, and have Naismith go ahead and guard Brunson. That's what I would have done defensively.
Halliburton, he has to be better, of course.
He will be.
It's how much of it is injury? That's the question. He took one shot. Because if it's the same thing with Jamal, okay? And if JY and I have time, we'll get into the Nugget stuff. If you believe Jamal Murray is playing the way he is because of the injury, that is worse than if he's playing that way because he's off. I can fix off. I can't fix the calf. He can heat up. He can't fix the calf. With that said, let's talk about the other series in the Western Conference, JY, where now, if Minnesota does get rid of Denver, OKC is going to either have, you know, could have home court advantage against the Timberwolves, or the Mavericks are going to be going in against Minnesota, and they're going to be feeling a level of confidence. You know that. So this series begins with a 3.5-point line, OKC home favorites. What do you see here with Thunder Mavs?
I see one. Let's hope I get this one right, because I think we were all wrong on the other one. I think this is going to be a long series, and I think this is going to be really close to the best. And here, I do like OKC minus the points. I would rather play it live, Kevin. Let the game start. Let the you know, money line get to like minus 140 and then jump on it. I can't really stomach the money, you know, 3.5. If you want to take it, I don't blame you. I'm going to do it. I may play it both. But to me, what's been interesting about Oklahoma City is their defense has picked up. Now, you could say to me, well, no Zion. I get you. But I do like that they're a little bit more engaged. And this is going to be a little bit of a different test dealing with these two stars in Luka and Kyrie. I do like Oklahoma City to win game one. I do think this is a long series. And I think what the reason why I do like Oklahoma City to come out of this versus Dallas is Oklahoma City's problem is going to be the next round, Kevin, when they got to deal with a really good big. I mean, I'm not even talking about even Rudy Gobert. Even Karl Anthony Towns or Naz Reid, right? You know, or the Joker, which that ain't going to happen. As opposed to dealing with Daniel Gafford, right? Derek Lively, who I do like his rebounding prop tonight. I think this is Oklahoma City's series to win, and I think it goes seven games. I think we're going to get a really good contest between these two teams.
I will say, I'll expand on the picks on the other side. I've heard a lot of people say, ooh, this is disrespectful to OKC. And we had a great conversation with Raheem earlier in the show, and he likes the Thunder. I like the Thunder generally. I didn't even know it was a real thing. That people were like, oh, they're a bad one seed. I think that's all really stupid. Okay? It's that the Mavericks are, I think, better than a lot of people realize. With post trades, basically only the Celtics have been better. And we, again, they abuse the Clippers. They abuse them. Do not mistake that series for close because it went six. Twice, they spotted the Clippers 30-point leads, and that's what the Clippers needed to win the games. They abused that team. I think Dallas is just better than people realized. The season series that Dallas and OKC had, it's difficult to parse through. But one of them was this year, was the season finale, so that you remove. One of them happened in December. No Kyrie. Mavs went on a 30-0 run and almost stole the game. They lose. Game number three, Luka missed. So you throw that out. The second game where everybody was healthy, Dallas won by 35. We'll put picks on the board next with Game Time Decisions.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we got to make this an efficient 6 minutes for the people. Item number one, picks for the Thunder-Mavs game tonight. Favorite bet, SGA over 1.5 steals at minus 118. 36 or more minutes in 28 games in the regular season, 21-7 over this number. How about 17 games with 37 or more minutes, 15-2. The only time he didn't play 37-plus in round one was a route burial blowout of New Orleans. We get big minutes. We get steals. SGA's two-way ability is why he's going to finish top three MVP. And then Chet Holmgren, over 1.5 made threes, minus 108. Chet started to fire from beyond the arc as that series went on against New Orleans. If we get six-plus attempts, he was 15-3 over a 2.5 number. If we get five exactly, he was still 8-7. If we get attempts from Chet, we get over 1.5 made threes. Coach James Young still here. JY, I know we have a lot to get to. Picks first. Oklahoma City, Dallas, game one.
Three player pops. First, Derek Lively, over 6.5 rebounds. It has plus money. He's played markedly better. 8 out of 15 so far this year. Has a 16-rebound game. First, Oklahoma City. Oklahoma City, 27th in the NBA in rebounding percentage. Next, Kyrie Irving. I'm going to go rebounds plus assists for Kyrie, over 9.5. I've played this a bunch of times. He has hit this in the last 4 games. I think if you look at the matchups, I think he's going to have to be able to be the creator of offense. Also, last 3 times that he has faced Oklahoma City, 12, 14, 16 combined. Kyrie over 9.5 rebounds plus assists. And Lu Dort, I'm going to go to his offense, over 10.5 points, over in 10 of his last, I think it's 13 games, head-to-head, 4 out of the last 7. But when he goes over, he's going over big, 12, 18, 12, 16. I like Lu Dort over 10.5 points.
Okay, sticking in the Western Conference, big breaking NBA news. Shams Charania confirms Jamal Murray not suspended for throwing the heating pad as well. It ends up just a $100,000 fine. Coach, huge for Denver. I know he's been bad. You can't have the guy suspended for game number 3, so they avoid that disaster at least.
I completely disagree with this, and I like them. I love Jamal Murray, but for what he did in throwing the hot water pack or whatever you want to call it onto the floor and literally just missing Karl-Anthony Towns by a matter of inches, what would have happened if Cat would have slipped on it? I'll give you one better, folks. Ready? If this was 2-0 Denver and he did this, they would have suspended him. They just gave him a bigger fine to not suspend. Doesn't make sense. He should be suspended for 1 game.
It is interesting because there were also a lot of things that should have been technical fouls last night that were not. Denver got away with some stuff, but they were embarrassing last night in not just their effort, but their reactions, I felt, in that basketball game. Celtics-Cavs. What a rocket ship early for people who have backed the over. Boston jumped out to a quick double-digit lead, but the first time out of the game came after a Donovan Mitchell 3, 23-21. Now, the lead is back to Boston because Jaylen Brown has been out of his mind. 15 points with 4 minutes left in this first quarter on a perfect 5 of 5 from the field, JY. JB has been the best player on the court to open up this game. Donovan Mitchell, not too shabby with 10 of his own.
No, those two have looked great. You know what not looked good is Jason Tatum, 1 of 3 from the floor. Drew Holiday, they already got put him to the bench. So there goes my points plus rebounds prop so far. So good start, high octane, good offense. Let's see how long Cleveland can catch up. And listen, you get 8 points from Isaac Okoro. That's a good start. So 8 points from Isaac Okoro so far, 25-24. Good game so far.
Live prop on Jaylen Brown, 35.5. Same number for Donovan Mitchell. You would have to think at some point this will shift back to some more Tatum responsibility here. His number has not dropped. It stays at 25.5. The live total in this basketball game is up to 228.5. A rocket ship. Coach, appreciate the breakdowns as always. Best of luck with the action tonight.
My man. Go Knicks!
Oh, wow. He sneaks in the go Knicks. I have to respect it. I have to respect it because I'll tell you what, you're not going to hear that come out of my mouth. No way, no how. Flopping at the Garden is what I've been watching this postseason so far. The Consig is up next here on SportsGrid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back right here, it's Game Time Decisions. So much happening. So to help us out, that would be Dave Sharapan. The Consig, wearing the Philly stuff.
Yep.
We'll get to the baseball in a minute. I just gave people a Celtics-Cavs update. I got to give them a Rangers-Hurricanes update because Rangers on the board first, Dave.
Yep.
The line said, oh, Carolina can't lose again. What did you think about this game tonight with the Rangers and Carolina?
Over again is where I'm at. As far as the side,
okay,
really just kind of wait and see. But if Carolina scored first, I said, you know, maybe press all in a little bit on Carolina. But them getting down, they're just not – this is not playing out to their strength, them having to come from behind. So we'll see. Igor's doing what he needs to do. The series is far from over, even if the Rangers win both games. This might be one of those games, six and sevens, that are going to decide it, because the home teams are going to win both the first two and the second two. So over on this one, under on the later one.
The 5.5, the juice was continuing to drop under. It just kind of felt like the Carolina, the argument through the numbers to me was Rangers only won because they were able to capitalize on the power play, take the power play out, they won't be able to score. I didn't bet the game. Lean was Rangers. I did bet something in Stars Avs. Oh. Now, let me address this quickly.
Is this our
hockey has nothing
guy?
To do with the guy.
Oh, okay. All right.
Let me make this clear to people.
All right.
You can't go back to the well too much.
No.
I don't know if I'll ask him anything again the rest of this postseason.
Well, that's
not Bruins
true.
Panthers.
If you won't, I'm going to. It's vital information.
Yeah, you're
gonna. I'm
gonna. Okay,
find.
But Bruins Panthers was a special one. 5-1 Boston. 5-1 Boston.
Couldn't have been better.
Yeah, that was something. This is a solo mission, if you will. I'm on Dallas team total under 3.5. Expensive.
Ooh.
Expensive.
Wow.
-140.
Okay.
But that's okay. Here's the deal. I'm not playing under 6.5. Colorado could hang a 6 spot. I want nothing to do with that. But if you take a look, the Avs, game one against Winnipeg, 7-6. Okay? They didn't allow over 3 goals the rest of the series.
Right.
Against the Jets.
Right.
Dallas scored over 3 goals once against Vegas. So, for me, I look at that spot. I don't know if Dallas has the offense to hang. We'll find out. If Colorado likes to just let things get fast and loose to start series, okay, I can get burned. But I think that this is a decent little zag opportunity. First 6.5, and it feels like we've seen in ages. And it might get there, but I'm going to fade that Dallas offense here, 3.5 -140 to the under.
Kind of surprised that it's even 6.5. Would have argued for the 6 myself. The power play, the refereeing is going to decide whether you win or lose that bet. Because if they keep it mostly out of the penalty box and not on special teams, I think you're going to be good. Final score of this game is 3-1, 3-2. You're fine. Either way, if you get some power plays and the officials start to call penalties, especially on Dallas, and Colorado gets a couple power play goals to open this thing up, this may get over the total. Yeah. So that's what you have to worry about. But I like the play. You're really becoming a hockey guy. I mean, despite your efforts to fight it and to stay away from it as much as you can,
it's true.
The postseason has got you. I like what you're doing here. I like this everyday visit to the ice. I'm in favor of this.
I think it's a good way to describe it. It's a daily visit, right? The sport requires it, and we got. I want to ask you about the baseball. Curious if we get Colorado Edmonton.
Ooh.
Are those totals 6.5 expensive? Or they can't? Can they go 7 in a playoff?
No, they'll be. Producer just got me with something that was pretty good. It won't make it 7 to start, but if we fly over the 6.5, 6.5 over 20, probably come with that initially, depending on how their series go. If they're short series, everybody's healthy, you'll see 6.5 with overjuiced. Then it'll inch up if we go over the first two games. Real reluctance to put the 7 on, Kev, because you know what's coming. Brinks trucks, they're flying helicopters in with bags of money to bet the under. You know what I'm saying? The word gets out, whoever has that 7,
right,
and people start to come from all angles.
Am I making this up? Was it last year, maybe 2 years ago? Did the Avs play a series against Edmonton and all the games were insane shootouts?
Overs. Almost every one. Yeah. Well, I mean, Edmonton didn't really have a goaltender. They had to play that way. I think every game.
Oh, yeah, 8-6 open. Oh, my God. 8-6 was the first game of this. Oh, that's right. Good. I mean, that's good hockey.
Yeah.
That's good hockey.
That's good hockey. Okay. That's old school.
Hey.
Mike Division, Western Conference hockey. Yes. Yeah, 8-6, 5-4, different things like that. Team totals over. Lots of juice on the ice for K-Dub in those. Yeah.
Maybe if we're in the room, you bait him game one, hang the 7, let him take under. Game flies. Drop the game 2 number 6.5. They all come over. Crash. Talk to me baseball-wise. I want to get to this early instead of late. What are you seeing here out of the diamond?
Phillies are 17-3 in their last 20.
Crazy. And, nuts.
You know, I mean, can't believe how good they're playing. Sanchez makes a start tonight. They're already up 3-0. I mean, you don't get the team with the best record in baseball too often at a, I don't want to say discounted price, but it's low. So, Phillies, yes. Baltimore just can't score when Burns pitches under in that game against Washington. They don't score. He doesn't give up runs. They've gone 8 consecutive games allowing the other team 2 runs or less. This will be the first time since 1980, 44 years, that that's happened if they do it tonight, if they keep Washington's team total at 2 or less. So I was playing a trivia game with someone earlier. Can you name one starter from that 1980 Baltimore Orioles starting staff? Would you even remotely know one of them? No. Okay.
I mean, was Grayson Rodriguez? I mean, come on now. Cut it out.
Yeah, no. The guys in our ear.
Did they let
Jim
Ripken
Palmer,
pitch?
Steve Stone, Mike Flanagan, Scott McGregor.
No.
That's the starting rotation. Crawford and Lopez in Atlanta. Top five ERAs, those two. That game under.
Under 8.5?
Under 8.
I thought so, yeah.
Absolutely. And then, I mean, what do you do with the Cubs? Okay, they blow that game yesterday to the bullpen. Imanaga, it's an auto play.
Hey,
is it not?
Listen, there's sometimes, and Dave says this, and I never take it as disrespect, where they're like, Dave says, sometimes we're on a hunt for someone to take the other side, and I'm the guy that shows up to the door. I got the Padres team total 3.5.
Over?
It's his first time. It's his first time pitching in Wrigley with the wind going out. Let's take our chances.
Okay.
Let's take our chances.
Okay.
Right? I mean, is this guy gonna pitch to a 1 ERA for his career? Come on now.
No.
He's gonna get hit sometime.
First time through the league, though, yes. It's the second time and the third time where they get these guys. So if
July,
the first time the
Padres
stamp, like it under. Oh, yeah, no, we get, I mean, even June. We'll start looking to fade him in June. He ain't pitching to a 1 ERA. But I like
he's
what you're doing.
What is it, like a point eight right now?
0.78 ERA, number one in the league.
Yeah, and that's pretty good. It's pretty good. Too bad Fernando Tatis is ready to go deep here in this first AB. Come on now. On the other side, we will talk about Celtics-Cavs, 74 points in the first quarter. That's juice. That's next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Oh, Marcus Morris, make your layups, brother. My, oh, my. Nobody had that issue in the first quarter. 74 early ones. 40-34, Boston wins the first.
Wow.
Dave,
wow.
I believe this total was 208.5 to close,
give or
take. 231.5 was the number after the first quarter. What's going on in the room if you're watching this first quarter?
Oh, I mean, you're actually, you know, you're looking to your left, you're looking to your right, going, wait a second, who's responsible for that 208? Who made that number?
Yeah.
We got to have a talk.
Yep.
We got to look at what you looked at, and we got to maybe adjust. It happened last night, the Knicks and Pacers was really low. was never in doubt, went way over. You saw the adjustment from game to game. That thing closed 217 yesterday. It opened 220 and a half after the game last night. So you won't see no more 208s. K-Dub, we talked about it, Matt and I, on BVB today. The first half total for the Celtics, they averaged 62 points a first half during the regular season, as high as 65.5, 66.5. They came with 56. They came with 56 for the first half number today. I told everybody that watches the show and listen then, I'm like, listen, sometimes there's gifts and they just show up. You don't ask who, you don't ask why, you just make a play. And we're on way over pace for that. I mean, I can't explain this. My question back to you with this series, K-Dub, is this a sweep, five games, or dare I say it possibly is even six?
I think Cleveland can hang more than everyone else does. But this is one of those situations where I don't need to bet series prices when you take a look at the numbers that we're being given game to game. Why would I bet plus 2.5 games at plus 132 when I can bet plus 12.5 at minus 110? That juice isn't worth it. Mm. I would rather take my chances on this team hanging inside this game, because if they lose by 4, if they lose by 40, the series spread is moving. So, again, I have to give Cleveland some level of chance game to game. So I'm just going to take the spread. They covered all 3 in the regular season, and I'm going to give them that chance that they can cover here tonight. Okay. Again, 12.5 is a lot of points. It's a lot of points.
It is a lot of points.
I know Jared Allen's out, but so is Kristaps. Nobody cares because Boston rolls, and that's fine. We'll see. I like where this game's at, though, with my plus 12.5. If we're going to play loose like this, then that's fine. I know they're down right now, 8, a three-point shot looks like it's coming, 11. I'm good. I'm good with where we are.
If we play 5 games in this series, you think they cover 3?
It's interesting, though, right? Because how much did, yes, right? Where do these numbers go? Gets very interesting. So let's say we get the cover tonight. We're hoping to get the cover tonight. We're on the cover tonight. What do they move the number to for game 2? Of course, the answer is, did they lose by 8? Did they lose at the buzzer? Did they backdoor the number with backups in? So I got them staying inside it. We'll go from there. I think what's more interesting is, let's say Jared Allen's ready to go for game 3 and we're back in Cleveland. What does that look like? 8? Looks like that's a lot. 8's a lot.
7. So it's probably 7. So you could argue 7, 7.5. That 7's huge,
right?
Especially on the road, because it's more than two threes. It's hard to go over 6, and you sit at 7, and you wait and see what they do with it. But I think the initial money, if we get 2 covers by Boston, is it'll push it up.
Yeah.
So you might get an 8, try to take a bet on the dog, establish where that's at. But I can tell you this, the number's not going to change much in Boston. You're looking at a dozen, pretty much.
Right.
Unless somebody just ain't playing or is completely resting or hurt or something, we're talking a dozen. Every game in Boston in the series will be a dozen.
Yeah. Where things will – if this is 2-0 going back to Cleveland, I'll be betting Cavs money lines in 3 and 4.
Because, ooh, hello.
Well, because at that point, I don't care about 7.5, right? I'm not expecting them to be swept. They haven't lost a home game yet. If they're down 2-0, everybody's going to be like, see, they're dead in the water. And if I'm getting 3-1, 250, right? We'll go off that. The late game.
Mm-hmm.
Some spots open Dallas favorites. Everywhere now, OKC's favorite to win the series.
Yep.
Anything you're hearing, seeing, thinking, Thunder Mavericks?
As this was happening over the weekend, I'm texting with guys down south, here in Vegas, and one guy back east, and we're all trading texts. What's your number? What's your number? Who's favored? What happens? This was a great discussion. It was split down the middle. The guys that were on the OKC side were adamant they have to be favored. Even if they split, okay. And there were other guys that said, put the price up now, take the OKC money, thinking they lose game one. A lot of the common think with guys in the business and both sides of the counter is that the favor can be had in the first game, which is why that steam came so big yesterday on the Nuggets, because the T-Wolves got them in the first game. It didn't come this time. It came all the opening numbers came on the Thunder. All the steam came on the Thunder, pushed this 3.5. Some books even peaked at 4. I don't know. I'm not sold yet, but I think it's a split. I don't know what order it comes, whether Dallas gets game one or Dallas gets game two. But I think the game, you got to think over, no? You want a game with juice? This has to have it, no?
I think the Dallas Clippers series was so weird total-wise.
Yeah.
And okay, New Orleans was bad. That was B.I. wasn't 100%. Zion wasn't there. I'm not trying to – I like this Thunder team. I have to use that disclaimer. The Pelican series didn't move me. I don't care about that New Orleans team, right? I would have booked them as dogs against anybody else in the field. So they got rid of him in 4. That's great. But that didn't move me. What we do have, though, is a tied game somewhere and NFL news elsewhere. We'll ask Dave about that quickly next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, let's make it happen. It's Game Time Decisions, as you can see, in-game live coming up next here on Sports Grid, where they're going to be covering, I thought, a tie game at the end of the first period. 2-1 Carolina now against the Rangers. With all that, I'll let Dave and Scott handle that again. In-game live starts at the top of the hour right here on Sports Grid. I said there was some NFL news. It's small, but I think it's important to bring up because it'll matter, which is a week from tomorrow. The NFL has informed teams that is when the regular season schedule will be released.
Thank goodness.
So does that mean, Dave, in the room, right? Hey, next Wednesday, there's going to be more NFL futures than we've seen right? Are there going to be NFL futures bets placed with that schedule dropping or to be a normal day?
It's way more than draft day. It's way more than when the opponents get, placed. It's a fun day because there's guys that, immediately look at the schedule and you already have the season wins up. You already have the divisions up. You already have all this other stuff. I mean, there's books that have passing yards up. There's books that have individual player props, all this stuff. Yep. Yes. This wakes up everybody. The schedule release is a fun day and it's a lot for us to talk about in the content space. I will be in the air to Chicago. So I will be flying to Chicago. I'm sure when I land, they'll be talking about the Bears winning the division by the time I land. They're already talking about it now that they're actually, over the season wins, Caleb rookie of the year, all that will intensify on Wednesday.
And you will also see game lines. Some books have up Packers-Eagles because we know that's the Brazil game.
Yes.
And I don't know how it is out there, but I know with what we have here, the big books, they want to let people know, hey, we're posting NFL lines.
Oh, yeah.
Again, how much are they a bet? Not much.
No.
But a week from Thursday, we'll sit here and we'll react to some NFL lines because those will be out. Dave. We appreciate it as always. Again, in-game live coming up. Dave and Scotty.
Go, Phillies. See you, boys.
All right, there it is. Phillies look like they might tack on some more bases juiced right now, bottom fourth, going up against those Toronto Blue Jays. And again, so the baseball board will be covered there as well. A few other interesting notes on that baseball board, which is Baltimore's being shut out by Washington through 5 innings. You've got the Angels up 3-0 on Pittsburgh. Yankees, after a Kyle Tucker first-inning home run. So I had Verdugo, first-inning three-run shot, make that game 3-1, which is still the score. Scoreless in Wrigley, so that would be a nerfy. The Cardinals get on the board, though, in the bottom of the first inning. So that is where the juice is right now on your baseball board. NBA-wise, 51-42, Boston up on Cleveland. Jaylen Brown still leading all scorers with 17 points and assist on the board, which is good to see. The Cavs offense completely asleep 4.5 minutes into the second quarter. Went and passed by before we saw their first points scored. Live spread 13.5, money line 9-1. How about that 231.5? 217.5, dropping like a stone here with the live total middle opportunities aplenty for anybody out there that's been involved with this total. I'll be rooting on Jaylen Brown for 2 more assists and for the Cavs to stay inside the 12.5. I am on a Dallas Stars team total under 3.5 if you're looking for some more NHL action. But to hit you with the NBA, favorite bet late night is going to be Shai Gilgeous-Alexander over 1.5 steals, 36 or more minutes, 28 regular season games, 21 out of the 28. He had 2 steals, and in 17 games with 37 or more minutes, which is a benchmark he cleared in the opening round in all but one game, a blowout is what stopped it. So as long as this thing can stay within 15, we should get a full workload out of SGA tonight. In 17 games with 37-plus minutes, 15 out of 17. SGA over 1.5 steals, and we're going with Chet Holmgren over 1.5 made threes. Averaged more than 5 attempts per game from beyond the arc in the series against the Pelicans. His overall shot volume, we saw a lot more of those coming from beyond the arc, and if that's going to continue, there's some value on Chet over 1.5 made threes. That is a bet to track throughout this series, potentially throughout this postseason. I do expect Dallas to win this series, a preseason Mavs to win the West ticket. We are letting ride as things look right now in the Western Conference. I'm Kevin Walsh. That is Game Time Decisions. Best of luck. In-game live is up next.